Many Yemenis have praised the latest presidential decrees by President Abdelrabih Mansour Hadi. The decrees will restructure some military units to integrate the armed forces under unified leadership in the context of the rule of law. The army reshuffle has sparked outrage among members of the previous regime. According to reports, Saleh loyalists have called on Republican Guard units throughout the country to rebel against the latest presidential decrees. According to other reports, which quoted anonymous officials, a military coup against Hadi could be underway. Press TV met with Nabil Asharghabi, who is a professor in crisis management, to get his views on the latest developments in Yemen.
The Arab Spring has unfolded this fact that Yemen is an unstable nation with an unstable army, which could be headed towards civil war, because the army remains divided between different sects of power. Because of this, the United Nations stepped in to make the situation better. However, it has only made things worse.
When asked about if a military coup is possible, here is what the professor replied.
If the United Nations fails to take decisive measures to punish those who stand in the way of the latest presidential decrees, then I can say we are in a dangerous situation.
Press TV also visited one of the army commanders of the Armored 1st Division to shed more light on what the latest presidential decrees mean.
The Armored 1st Division has openly welcomed the latest presidential decrees on the army reconstruction because we know that these decrees are in the interests of the nation. However, members of the previous regime have disregarded these latest decrees. Their actions will only push the country into further chaos.
The army commander also called on Republican Guards to make the nation's interests top priority.
We call on our brothers in the Republican Guards to make the nation's interests their top priority. We also want them to realize that this nation is like that of a ship. If anything bad happens, we will all sink.
The reconstruction of the army is part of the second phase of the power transfer deal signed between members of opposition and Ali Abdullah Saleh. The deal also granted power to Ali Saleh's Vice President Abdelrabih Mansour Hadi, who will be running the affairs of the country till 2014. Experts say the success of the army reconstruction is vital in assuring the country's security and stability. However, because of the army's disunity under the command of different military men, many people fear that the latest presidential decrees could lead to chaos. Yusuf Mawri, Press TV, Sana'a.